Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，早上好。
Let's read Gospel of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 33.
让我们先来读马太福音六章三十三节。
Matthew, chapter 6, verse 33.
马太福音六章三十三节。
But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you.
马太福音六章三十三节，你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你。
We know the kingdom of God is God's eternal thought.
我们知道神的国是神永远的思想。
And from the Bible,
从圣经当中
it is very clear that the kingdom of God is directly related to the will of God.
我们可以非常清楚地看见神的国和神的旨意是直接相关的。
Because in Matthew chapter 6 verse 10 it says,
因为在马太福音六章十节这里告诉我们
Your kingdom come.
愿你的国降临。
Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
愿你的旨意行在地上如同行在天上。
But unfortunately,
但很不幸的是
this kingdom of God is something that is greatly misunderstood or completely ignored.
神的国在很大程度上被曲解或者直接被忽视
Even among the children of God today,
即便是在今天的基督徒当中也是如此
As a matter of fact,
事实上
when the Lord Jesus began his ministry on earth,
当我们的主耶稣基督当他在地上开始执事的时候
What did Jesus preach?
主耶稣基督传的是什么呢
He preached the gospel of the kingdom.
我们的主他在地上传的是神国的福音。
Because from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 1, verse 15, it says,
从马可福音一章十五节这里，主耶稣说，
The time is fulfilled.
日期满了。
The kingdom of God is at hand.
神的国近了。
Repent.
你们当悔改。
And believe in the gospel.
信福音。
And when Jesus was with his disciples,
当主耶稣在地上和他的门徒在一起的时候，
his focus was also on the kingdom of God.
主耶稣他关注的焦点一直都是神的国。
Because from the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 33, we just read,
因为在马太福音六章三十三节这里我们刚刚读过，
Jesus said to his disciples,
主耶稣跟他的门徒说，
But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
主耶稣要求他的门徒们先求他的国和他的义。
So from this we see,
从这一个祷告当中我们可以看见
The kingdom is very important in God's heart.
在主的心中神的国是非常重要的
And therefore,
所以
He desired for all of us to seek first his kingdom.
我们的主也希望我们所有人都能够先来求他的国
And from that same verse,
也是在这同一节经文当中
We see that this kingdom is very much related to God's righteousness.
我们也可以看见神的国和神的公义是紧密相连的。
Indeed, the Bible tells us that unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God.
确实，在圣经当中，经文已经告诉我们，不义的人不能够承受神的国。
And all our righteousnesses are like filthy rag before him.
而所有我们自己的义在他的面前都不过是污秽的衣服。
But if righteousness is so important for his kingdom,
但如果公义对于神的国度来说是那么重要的话
Then we must ask a question.
那我们就不得不问一个问题
How can we be righteous before God?
我们在神的面前如何可以称义
From the book of Philippians, chapter 3, verse 9,
在腓立比书三章九节这里
It says, the righteousness which is from God by faith.
这一个义是因信神而来的
And in Romans, chapter 3, verse 22, it says,
在罗马书三章二十二节那里也告诉我们
The righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ.
神的义是因信耶稣基督。
Therefore, it is through faith we arrive in this righteous position.
因此我们是因着信才到达了这一个神公义的地位。
And it is through faith we can lay hold of the precious blood of Jesus that cleanses from all sin.
也是因着信我们才能够紧紧地抓住主耶稣基督的宝血来洗净我们一切的罪
Brothers and sisters
弟兄姊妹们
The enemy is going to try everything he can to trick us out of this position
弟兄姊妹们仇敌会千方百计地用他的诡计想要来欺哄我们离开这个神公义的地位
Perhaps
或许
It could be lies of the prosperity of this world.
这个诡计可以是通过世界的兴旺发达。
Perhaps it could be the fire darts of accusation and shame and guilt.
也有可能是四面八方射来的火箭，从控告中，从羞愧中，从自责中射来的火箭。
It could also be through pain and suffering.
它也可能是通过苦难和痛苦。
Because the enemy knows very well.
因为我们的仇敌很清楚地知道。
When God's people are standing on the position of righteousness by faith,
当神的百姓靠着信心站在神公义的地位上时，
there is such a powerful testimony of the kingdom of God.
神的国那一个强而有力的见证就要被显示出来。
That immediately disarms the dominion of the evil one.
这一个见证的显明会立刻地摧毁仇敌的权势。
That is why in the book of Ephesians chapter 6,
这就是为什么在以弗所书六章那里，
we know that it mentioned the whole armor of God.
在那里保罗说到要穿戴起神所赐的全副军装。
And there are two very important items.
在那里保罗特别说到两件事物。
There is the breastplate of righteousness.
第一个是公义的护心镜。
And there is the shield of faith.
第二个就是信心的藤牌
，to protect our hearts from the accuser，
是为了保护我们的心，免受仇敌的控告。
But not only that，
不仅如此
，in the future，
在将来
，there is even this crown of righteousness，
还有一个公义的冠冕
，to award those who have loved his appearing，
为那一些爱慕神、爱慕主显现的人存留。
Those are the ones who have kept their faith。
这些爱慕主显现的人就是坚守信心的人。
Now this faith is not only absolutely necessary on the matter of righteousness.
这一个信心对于公义来说不仅仅是一个绝对的要素。
But this faith also enables us to trust in God and persevere in our trials.
信心还可以使我们在各样的考验当中都能够持续地倚靠神并且忍耐到底。
Recently, the Lord put me through a very difficult situation at work, to stretch my faith.
最近在我的工作里面，神将我放在一个比较困难的环境里面，为了扩张我信心的度量。
There was a severe disagreement between me and my coworker on certain matter.
我和我的同事产生了一个严重的分歧。
And after some fellowship with my wife,
和姊妹有一些交通之后，
the Lord reminded us the battle of Jericho.
主提醒我。我正在处于的是一个耶利哥式的征战。
Initially, I felt that I am the Israelites outside of the city of Jericho.
一开始我觉得我是在耶利哥城外绕城的以色列的那些百姓们。
And those who oppose me are those enemies inside the city of Jericho.
那一些反对我的人则是在耶利哥城中的敌人。
And so I thought I knew the secret to victory.
在那一刻我觉得我知道得胜的秘诀是什么了。
To remain silent,
就是像绕城的百姓一样，要一直保持静默。
To turn my eyes unto Jesus,
将我的眼目回转向主耶稣基督。
And hoping that if I abide with this principle,
我盼望的是，当我遵守了这个绕城的原则之后，
somehow the strong wall of Jericho will collapse on the seventh day.
在第七天的时候，这个耶利哥城的城墙能够在我面前倒塌。
And perhaps my coworker will apologize and submit to me.
或许那个时候，我的同事会跟我道歉，也会按我说的去做。
So I took off a whole week just waiting upon the Lord.
所以那一个礼拜，我只做一件事，就是单单的侍立，等候在神前。
And every day I told myself to keep quiet.
每一天我都告诉自己，一定要保持安静。
To focus on the Lord.
单单的仰望主耶稣。
But I was really struggling.
但是其实我的心里面充满了挣扎。
And after a whole week of struggle,
在那经过了一个礼拜的自我征战之后，
that Monday morning before I need to go back to work,
那一个礼拜一的早上，我需要回去再工作。
Suddenly,
突然，
the Holy Spirit reminded me of the book of Ephesians chapter 2 verse 14.
圣灵用以弗所书二章十四节那节经文来提醒我。
It says, He has broken down in his flesh the dividing wall of hostility.
在那节经文当中我看见我的主耶稣基督他已经用身体废掉了冤仇而且拆毁了中间隔断的墙。
And suddenly I saw the issue with the strong will in my flesh.
突然我看见这个真正的关键点其实是我自己的肉体所产生的那一个坚硬的意志。
And I suddenly realized that my coworker is not my enemy inside Jericho.
也是在那一刻我意识到我的同事们并不是耶利哥城中的那一个我的仇敌。
But it was my strong will that was standing against God.
事实上是因为我这一个坚硬的意志它横亘在中间阻挡了神，这一个才是仇敌。
I never thought of that.
我从来没有这么想过。
But now because by the cross,
但是因为主耶稣基督在十架上的工作，
the Lord has already destroyed the dividing wall of hostility.
我的主他已经废掉了冤仇，并且已经拆掉了中间这一个隔断的墙。
And suddenly, my whole struggle in my heart was set free.
就在那一刹那，我心中所有的挣扎都被释放了。
And because of that,
因此
I was able to go back to face my coworker.
我可以重新的回到工作的地方来面对我的同事们。
And now I know,
现在我知道
it was God who put me through this faith, test of faith.
是神亲自的把我置放在这一个考验我信心的环境里面。
That really brought me to the end of myself.
而这个环境也的确把我的己带到了一个尽头。
And I was so embarrassed and disappointed in myself.
其实在我的里面充满了失望跟窘迫。
But thank God.
但感谢神。
He saved me from my little faith.
他将我从自己小信的光景当中被拯救出来。
And revealed more of his heart to me.
并且将他自己的心更多的敞开给我看。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们。
We are very familiar with Matthew chapter 24.
马太福音二十四章是我们很熟悉的经文。
And the Lord Jesus talked about the signs of his coming.
在那一章经文里面，主耶稣讲到的是当他再来的时候，地上事物发展的特征。
And particularly in verse 7,
在第七节那里，他特别说到
，The Lord mentioned, nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom.
民要攻打民，国要攻打国。
And in a spiritual sense,
在属灵的层面来说，
it refers to this growing spiritual conflict between two kingdoms.
主耶稣基督指的是一个一直不断升级的存在在两个国度之间的属灵冲突。
The kingdom of God and the kingdom of this world under Satan.
这两个国度，一个是神的国度，一个是伏在撒旦权柄之下的世界的国度。
And before the Lord's return,
在我们的主回来以前，
this kingdom conflict will become even more intense.
这两个国度之间的属灵征战只会愈演愈烈。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
isn't that true?
这是真实的吗？
We are living in the times just like how it described in the book of Habakkuk.
我们所生活的世代和哈巴谷的那个时代是何其相像。
If you read the book of Habakkuk chapter 1, verse 4,
如果我们读哈巴谷书一章四节，
it says, the law is powerless.
哈巴谷这样子描述当时的时代，他说律法放松，
Justice never go forth，
公理也不显明，
The wicked surround the righteous，
恶人围困义人，
And judgment is perverted，
所以公理显然颠倒。
That's why Apostle Paul said，
这就是为什么保罗说，
We must through many tribulations enter the kingdom of God，
我们进入神的国必须经历许多艰难。
Because the way to enter the kingdom will not be an easy way，
因为进入神国的这条道路并不是一条简单的路。
So we have to ask，
所以我们不得不问一个问题，
How can we practically stand on the ground of righteousness by faith in this kingdom warfare？
在这场两个国度之间的属灵征战当中，我们作为基督徒如何在实际的生活里面实实在在的来操练，凭着信心站立在神公义的地位上。
And there are two points that the Lord showed me recently from his word.
就着这个问题，主在他的话语当中让我看到两个点。
The first point，
第一点，
Present your members as instruments of righteousness.
第一点就是将肢体做义的器具献给神。
The second point，
第二点，
Arm yourself with the mind of suffering in the flesh.
在肉身中将受苦的心智作为兵器。
The first point is from Romans chapter 6 verse 13.
第一点是来自于罗马书六章十三节。
To present your members as instrument of righteousness.
将肢体做义的器具献给神。
In the original word, instrument is also referred to as weapon.
在原文当中，器具和兵器是同一个词。
When we present our bodies as living sacrifice,
当我们将自己的身体献上，当做活祭的时候
，Not only we can experience the promise from Romans chapter 12 verse 2。
我们不仅仅是可以经历到罗马书十二章二节那里神的应许
，The renewing of our mind to understand the perfect will of God，
就是我们的心思意念会被更新，然后我们就可以查验神纯全的旨意。
But here in Romans 6:13，
在罗马书六章十三节这里
，We also become the weapons of righteousness to stand on the resurrection ground in Christ。
我们看见，当我们的身体献上的时候。我们还会成为公义的兵器，使我们在基督里面可以站立在复活的地位上。
But what is the key here?
但是这里的关键在于什么呢？
There's a key word here, present.
这里的关键词就在于献上。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
have we presented ourselves entirely to God in this matter?
我们是否有将自己全然的献给神？
Let me share a small example.
我想要分享一个小的经历。
And this just happened yesterday.
这个昨天才发生。
The Lord has put this burden in my heart to fellowship on this matter of the kingdom.
主将国度的这个负担放在我的里面，想要让我来交通。
And by the grace of God,
靠着神的恩典
up until yesterday,
一直到昨天
we were finally ready to share.
我才预备好可以来交通。
And if I had a choice,
如果我有选择的话
I would rather prefer in-person meeting.
我会倾向于在实体聚会来交通。
But because of the snow and other parking lot situations,
但是因为聚会的停车场积雪
we are not able to come in person.
所以我们没有办法实体聚会。
So just last night,
昨天晚上
I was tempted to feel despair.
我被试探陷入一个失去信心的光景中。
But the Holy Spirit this morning reminded me back to this point, present.
对不起。但是今天早上圣灵重新的提醒我将我归回到这个点就是他叫我要献上
Have I presented myself entirely to God for his kingdom?
我是否有为神的国将自己全然的献给主
If so,
如果我有
Why should I have my own preference on this matter?
那为什么在这一个聚会形式的交通之上我有我自己的一个个人的偏好呢
The second point
第二点
is from 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 1.
第二点是来自于彼得前书四章一节。
It says, Since Christ has suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves with the same mind.
彼得前书四章一节，基督既在肉身受苦，你们也当将这样的心智作为兵器。
In other words,
换句话说
to arm yourselves with the mind.Of suffering in the flesh.
换句话说，第二点就是在肉身当中将受苦的心智作为兵器。
Notice,
请注意
，Peter did not say to arm yourself with mere suffering.
在这里，彼得并不是说仅仅的将受苦作为兵器。
What did he say here?
彼得实际上说的是什么
？To arm yourself with the mind of suffering in the flesh.
在肉身中将受苦的心智这个心思作为兵器
His emphasis is on this mind
他特别强调的是这一个心思
Not the mind after our flesh
这个心思不是追随我们自己肉体的心思
It's the new mind in Christ
这个是一个在基督里面被更新过的心思
This is very true
这很真实,这很真实
But the question is
但是问题是
Do we have this mind?
我们是否真的有这个受苦的心智我们是否真的有这个心思
Let me try to share another small example.
我想要分享另一个小小的例子。
It's about sleep.
这是说到我们的睡眠。
Assume one day the Lord put a burden in your heart during your normal sleep time.
假设在你平常的惯常的作息当中，神突然给了你一个叫什么 burden？ 一个负担。
And if the Lord asks you to wake up just a little bit earlier to write down His burden,
因着这个负担。主希望你能够稍微早一点起来写下这一个感动。
In this case,
那么在这个光景里
if you have a mind after our own flesh,
如果说 你的心思是一个追随自己肉体的心思
we probably will ignore God and go back to sleep.
我们可能就会忽视神的这个催促然后重新的去睡觉。
But if we have this mind of suffering in the flesh,
但是如果我们的心中有一个受苦的心智
then most likely we will be willing to put aside our normal sleep schedule and wake up.
很有可能在那一刹那，我们会放下我们自己惯常的作息，然后起来。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
do you see it now?
你看见了吗？
This mind of suffering in the flesh is a powerful weapon.
在肉身当中受苦的心智实际上是一件强大的兵器。
Why?
为什么？
Because it arms us to be always ready for his kingdom use.
因为这一个心思会装备我们，让我们为着神的国随时预备好自己。
And this is also the secret of the overcomers.
这也是得胜者的一个秘诀。
They love not their lives even unto death.
这些得胜者们虽至于死也不爱惜自己的性命。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
do we now have a sense of the tremendous burden in God's heart for his kingdom and his righteousness?
我们是否能够感觉得到现在在神的心中对于他的国和他的义他有着怎样沉重的负担？
The Lord has said this already and will say this again.
主耶稣基督已经说过但是他也会一直的说下去。
Seek first my kingdom and my righteousness.
主耶稣基督说先求他的国和他的义。
This is not a suggestion.
这不是主耶稣的一个建议。
This is a solemn charge from the Lord.
这是从主来的一个非常严肃的命令。
If we realize this,
如果我们意识到这是一条命令，
how much this will change our attitude for our corporate prayers in the church.
那么在教会我们作为团体的祷告里面我们的态度将带来何等大的变化。
May we have the right response to the Lord.
愿我们在主的这个呼召里面有一个正确的回应。
Yes, your kingdom come.
是我们也能够说是的愿你的国降临。
Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
愿你的旨意行在地上如同行在天上。
Because for yours is the kingdom, the power and the glory forever.
因为国度权柄荣耀都是你的直到永远。
May the Lord bless his words in these last days.
愿在这最末后的时代主耶稣基督亲自的祝福他自己的话语。
We'll pass the time to Brother Xinwen.
我们会将时间交给信远弟兄。
这个少颖弟兄给我们非常宝贵的交通。
Praise the Lord that through our brother Sherwin, the Lord has blessed us with his word.
对，我就接着弟兄的负担，我们也有一些交通啊。
And so following my brother, I will also have some sharings.
那开始的时候，我们还是先来读一处主的话。
And to begin, let's read from the word of the Lord.
我读中文，然后弟兄读英文。
I will read in Chinese, and my brother will read in English.
我们打开圣经《撒母耳记上》九章第一节到第二节。
Let's start by turning to 1 Samuel chapter 9, verses 1 and 2.
那第一节的话，我们只读前面一小部分就好了啊。
And for the first verse, we'll just read the first half.
好，第一节，有一个便雅悯人，名叫基士。第二节。他有一个儿子名叫扫罗，又健壮又俊美，在以色列人中没有一个能比他的，身体比众民高过一头。
And the first part of verse 1. Now there was a man of Benjamin whose name was Kish. And going to verse 2, he had a son whose name was Saul, a choice and handsome man, and there was not more handsome person than he among the sons of Israel.
我们暂时先读在这里。
And we'll end our reading here.
当撒母耳年纪老迈的时候，以色列百姓来到他面前，求他用另一个王来治理他们，就像列国一样。
And as Samuel was in his old age, the people of Israel came to him to ask for a king like the neighboring tribes around them.
撒母耳并不喜悦这个以色列人叫他立王的事情。
And this was not something that was on the heart of Samuel, that he did not like that the people of Israel came to ask for a king.
因为他知道一直以来神就是以色列的王。
Because Samuel knew that from the beginning, the king of Israel was the Lord himself.
所以他就把这件事情带到神面前，他来到神面前来祷告。
And so he brought this matter before the Lord in prayer.
然后神对他说，你只管依从百姓所说的话，为他立王。
And so the Lord told Samuel to choose among them one to lead.
然后呢，神就指示撒母耳去高这个扫罗做王，来治理以色列的百姓。
And so the Lord told Samuel to anoint Saul as king of Israel.
所以扫罗就成了以色列第一个王。
And so Saul became the first king of Israel.
神没有拣选一个矮小的、瘦弱的、又难看的人做王，他也没有拣选一个普通的人做王。
And he did not choose someone that was very ordinary looking and someone who was ugly.
神乃是拣选以色列当中最高大的、最健壮的、最英俊的扫罗。
But the Lord chose someone who was strong and who was handsome and who was choice.
圣经里面说以色列中没有一个能比他的。
And in the scripture, it says that there was no one taller than Saul in the land of Israel.
神知道人心里面想的是什么。
And the Lord knew the heart of man.
那人用力王的话，当然用力一个最强大、最厉害的人来做王，因为我们人向来都是以外貌取人的。
And God knew that as man wanted a king, they wanted someone who was tall, who was strong, because the heart of man looks for the outward appearance.
所以难怪以色列人看见主耶稣无家型美容，他们就弃绝他，就厌弃他。
So when they looked upon the Lord Jesus, we see that they looked on him with disdain.
但是扫罗刚刚好相反，他既有家型，也有美容。
But Saul is the opposite. Saul is one who is choice and who is handsome.
而且他也有一个很美好的开始。
And he had a very great beginning.
如果我们读这个《撒母耳记上》第十章第六节的话，我们就看见说，这个耶和华的灵必大大的感动你，你就与他们一同受感说话，你又变为新人。
And if we turn to 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse 6, it says, Then the Spirit of the Lord will come upon you mightily, and you will prophesy with them and be changed into another man.
然后呢，接着第九节这里又说到，神就赐他一个新心。
And following in verse 9, it says that God will change his heart.
他一开始的时候也很谦卑，我们如果看撒母耳记九章二十节那里。
And if we turn to 1 Samuel chapter 9, verse 20, it talks about Saul's.
那撒母耳对他说，以色列众人所仰慕的是谁呢？不是仰慕你和你父的全家吗？然后扫罗马上就回答说，我不是以色列支派中至小的便雅悯人吗？我家不是便雅悯支派中至小的家吗？你为何对我说这样的话吗？
And it talks about how Saul is humble. And Saul replied, Am I not a Benjamite of the smallest of the tribes of Israel, and my family the least from all the families of the tribe of Benjamin? Why then do you speak to me in this way?
然后当众人自谦自到他啊，要他做王的时候，他把自己隐藏在器具里面。
And when he was to be brought and to be presented among the people, he was hiding among the crowd.
接着他一做王，就带领以色列人击败亚门人。打了一个大胜仗。
And we see that after he was made into king, we see that he fought against the Amalekites and he won a great battle.
所以从外面来看的话，扫罗近乎完美，以色列中无人能比。
And so from an outward appearance, we see that Saul is one who is above all others.
但是呢，一个人里面的光景，从外面是难以看出来的。
But you cannot see the inside of someone's heart from an outward appearance.
所以到了一个时候，神就要来考验他。
And so at one point, the Lord began to test him.
那就像我们这个读书的时候啊，有这个期中考、期末考，有这个年级考、毕业考等等，是吧？大大小小的考试。
And just like when we're in school, we have quizzes, we have exams, we have midterms, and we have finals.
所以考试考好了，你就知道你考多少分，你及不及格。
And when you take a test, you receive a grade, and we see whether or not you have passed that class.
所以神一考验，就反映出我们里面真实的光景是什么。
And so when the Lord tests us, he sees the true condition of our hearts.
我们的神就是主考官。
And we see that the Lord is the true tester.
在历史当中，他给挪亚 出的题目是叫他造方舟。
And from history of the Bible, we see that Noah was tasked to build the ark.
给亚伯拉罕出的题目是献以撒。
And the test for Abraham was to sacrifice his son Isaac.
给摩西出的题目是叫他把以色列人从埃及带出来。
And the task for Moses was to bring the Israelites out of Egypt.
那神对每个人出的题目内容都不尽相同。
And so the test that the Lord gives to each of us is different.
但是主题却是一样的。
But the idea is the same.
他总是要看一看人会不会听他的话，遵守他的命令。
The point is whether or not that people will obey the Lord.
感谢主，这些人他们都遵守了神的命令，他们都及格了。
We praise the Lord that all these people of faith in the Bible obeyed the Lord and passed.
那现在神也要来考一考扫罗。
And so now the Lord begins to test Saul.
那这个神给扫罗出的这个题目是在撒母耳记第十章第八节那里。
And so the test that the Lord gives to Saul begins in 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse 8.
那里神借着撒母耳对扫罗说，你当在我以先下到基甲，我也必下到那里献燔祭和平安祭，你要等候七日，等我到了那里，只是你当行的事。
And so in verse 8, it is the Lord speaking to Saul through Samuel, and it says, And you shall go down before me to Gilgal, and behold, I will come down to you to offer burnt offerings and sacrifice peace offerings. You shall wait 7 days until I come to you and show you what you should do.
那这道题目看上去很简单，这个里面的中心内容就是一个等字。
And so this test seems quite simple. The main point of it is to wait.
撒母耳叫扫罗先到基甲去，到基甲去做什么呢？
And Saul was told by Samuel to go to Gilgal, and what was he to do there?
什么事都不用做。
He doesn't need to do anything.
只要等着就好了。
All he must do is wait.
所以许多时候我们以为说神叫我们做这个事做那个事，这个才是神的命令，但是其实不一定，有时候神命令我们等在那里就好。
Oftentimes we see that we think that the Lord desires us to do things, to do this or do that, but many times the Lord asks us to just wait.
但是弟兄姊妹们，我们千万不要小看这个等候这两个字啊。
But brothers and sisters, let us not look lightly upon this idea of waiting.
这个等候啊，其实是一门很深的功课。我个人感觉它是一个很厉害的考验。
And this idea of waiting is truly a great test, and it is a great thing to do before the Lord.
特别是我们现今这个时代，这个等候是非常困难。
Especially in the society and the environment that we live in currently, to wait is something that is very hard to do.
我们知道我们现今这个环境，这个世界，都是急急忙忙的，做什么事都是非常的匆忙。
And we know that the world that we live in currently is all about the immediate satisfaction, and waiting is something that is not done.
你叫我们等呢，其实比做事更困难。
And if you tell us to wait, it is something that is harder to do than to do action.
我们开车的时候，这个等红绿灯的时候，我们就知道了，这个红灯两分钟还没转绿灯，我们心里就急了。
And when we are driving and we wait at a traffic light, to wait at a red light for 2 minutes is something that give our hearts anxiety.
那我们等了两分钟，这个红灯已经转绿灯了，但是在我们前面那个司机睡着了，他不开，那我们更急了。
And after the light has turned green, the car in front of us has not moved, then we get even more anxiety.
那说不定脾气不好的开始狂按这个喇叭，开始大骂，是吧？
And if our attitude is not good, we might yell and we might scream at the person.
所以等候并不是一个容易的事情。
And so to wait is not something that is very easy.
它这里面包含了这个很多的东西。
And to wait encompasses many things.
等候它考验我们对神有没有信心，对神忠不忠心，爱不爱神等等，它是一个综合的考验。
And to wait for the Lord shows whether we have faith in the Lord, whether we give him everything, whether he is head of all.
所以 神许多时候对我们考验，其实不需要考验很复杂的东西，他就叫我们等一等，他就能考验出来我们里面的光景是怎么样。
So oftentimes the Lord's tests are not very difficult, and he tells us to wait, and he can see the condition of our hearts.
我们如果有信心的话，我们就可以等；我们如果对他忠心的话，我们就可以等；我们如果真正的爱神的话，我们就可以等。
And if we have faith in the Lord, we can wait. If we truly have him at the center of our hearts, we can wait. And if we truly love the Lord, we can wait.
所以扫罗听了这个撒母耳的话，他就下到基甲去了。在这个撒母耳记上13章第八节那里。
So we see that after Saul has heard the word of Samuel from the Lord, we see that he has gone down to Gilgal. And in Samuel chapter 13,
13章第八节啊，那里说到扫罗就照着撒母耳所定的日期等了七日。
And in 1 Samuel chapter 13, verse 8, we see that he has waited 7 days for the appointed time for Samuel.
扫罗等了七日，但是呢，这个撒母耳还是没来，扫罗等不下去了，他就自己去献祭了。
And so Saul has waited these 7 days, but Samuel has not yet arrived. And so he has gone and he has offered by himself.
结果刚刚献完祭，撒母耳就到了。
And right after he has given the burnt offering, Samuel arrives.
那我常常为扫罗感到可惜啊，这个就差那么一点点。他再稍微坚持那么一会儿，扫罗的结局可能就不一样。
And sometimes I feel sorry for Saul. We know that his timing is not great. If he had only waited just a little longer, things might have turned out differently.
所以扫罗就撒母耳等七日，七是完全的数字，那就是要等的这个完全，等的彻底，等到日期满足。
And so Saul was to wait 7 days for Samuel. And we know that the number 7 represents completeness.
对，他这个就是要等到日期满足。那扫罗确实是照做了，他确实是在基甲等了七日。
And to be completed, and we know that Saul waited for 7 days.
但是他忘记了撒母耳所说的后半句话，等我到那里。
But he has forgotten the word of Samuel after this 7 days, which is until I come to you.
撒母耳没到，这个等候就不完全了。
And if Samuel has not arrived, then these 7 days of waiting is not yet complete.
等候七天是没错，但是更重要的是要等一个人的到来。
And we know that waiting these 7 days is important, but what is more important is the idea of someone coming after.
扫罗在等撒母耳，我们在等主耶稣。
And Saul was to wait for Samuel, and we are to wait for the Lord.
所以主耶稣没有回来，这个日期就不满足。
And so, if the Lord has not yet returned, then our waiting is not yet completed.
Yeah. 那么，那具体到底什么原因使保罗不能够再多等一会儿
？And so, what is the reason that Saul could not wait a little longer?
在撒母耳记上13章第11节那里，撒母耳就问扫罗说：“你做的是什么事呢？”
And so in 1 Samuel 13:11, we see Samuel has asked Saul, "What have you done?"
然后扫罗怎么回答？扫罗回答说：“因为我见百姓离开我上去，你也不照所定的日期来到，而且非利士人聚集在密末。”
And so we see Saul responds to him by saying, "Because I saw that the people were scattering from me, and that you did not come within the appointed days, and that the Philistines were assembling at Michmash."
你看这个环境啊，实在是太紧迫了，太恶劣了啊。
And we see that the times that he was in is of chaos and danger.
他这里的意思是说，同伴离我而去了，他的靠山撒母耳又迟迟没有到，更糟糕的是这个仇敌还在旁边虎视眈眈。
And we see his reasoning is that the people were leaving and that Samuel has not yet arrived, and even more so, the enemies were surrounding him.
所以扫罗就感觉到他的处境非常的危险，他一刻都不能等下去了。结果呢，扫罗就倒在最后一刻。
And so we see Saul, in a sense of urgency, and so he went forth with the burnt offerings, and he failed in the last portion.
所以如果考试及格, 可以进天国的话, 扫罗就倒在天国大门口。
And so if the test is to enter into the gates of heaven, then we see that Saul has failed that test and he has fallen short at the gate.
所以弟兄姊妹们, 我们现在的光景, 我们现在的情景, 跟扫罗那个时候是非常相似的。
And so our current condition and the days that we live in currently are very similar to the days of Saul.
我们现在也已经到了最关键的时刻。
We are in a very tumultuous time.
我们知道, 我们都知道, 再过一点点时候, 主耶稣就回来了。
And we know that if we wait a little longer, the Lord will return.
那荣耀的大日马上就到来。
And that glorious day will be upon us.
扫罗的故事给我们一个严厉的提醒。
And the story of Saul gives us a very important reminder.
我们都在这里等主的再来。
That we are all waiting the Lord's return.
主一回来, 这个国度就不再隐藏了, 乃是实际的彰显。
And that after the Lord returns, it is not a thing to look forward to, but that it is a reality that we are currently in.
如果我们不能够忍耐到底的话, 那么我们就很有可能像扫罗那样倒在天国的大门口。
And if we cannot hold on to the end to wait for the return, then we will be like Saul and we will fall short of the gates of heaven.
我们会失败在最后一步。
And we will fail in the last part.
这个其实是我们常常的失败。
And this is oftentimes our own our very consistent failure.
很多时候我们以之前做了很多，但是最后我们没有做好，最后失败。
And oftentimes we do so much and work so hard, but we fail in the end.
最后一步通常也是最重要的一步。
And oftentimes the last part is actually the most important.
那我们与扫罗对比的话，其实我们比他还差很多。
And if we compare ourselves to Saul, we are actually much worse than him.
我想在那种情况之下，我们不要说等七天了，可能我们这个七分钟都等不了。
And in his situation, to wait 7 days is probably impossible. We might not even be able to wait 7 minutes.
如果扫罗考试考99分的话，我们可能考一分。
And if Saul has tested and his grade was 99%, then maybe we have 1%.
但是呢，不论是99分还是一分，都不及格。
And whether it's 99% or 1%, it has not reached that 100% completeness.
世界的标准，100分考60分你就及格了，是吧？
And in the eyes of the world, 60% is passing.
但是呢， 神的标准是100分，你要考100分，考满分你才及格。
But the standard of God is what is 100% in order to be complete.
所以99分跟1分都需要重考。
So we see that 99% or 1%, you have to retake that test.
这里面我们看见说，遵守神的命令，遵守的不彻底，如同没有遵守。
So we see here that the word of the Lord, if we do not obey it completely, then it means that we have not obeyed it at all.
那撒母耳记上第13章第13节那里，那里这个撒母耳对扫罗说。
And so in 1 Samuel chapter 13, verse 13, Samuel has said to Saul, you have acted foolishly.
他说，你没有遵守耶和华你神所吩咐你的命令。And
you have not kept the commandments of the Lord your God, which he has commanded you.
我们看见撒母耳这里并不是说你没有完全遵守神的命令，而是说你没有遵守神的命令。
And we see here that Samuel has not told Saul that you have not completely kept the commandment of the Lord. He says you have not kept the commandment of the Lord.
因为撒母耳知道说没有完全遵守就是没有遵守。
Because Samuel knows that if he has not completely obeyed the Lord, then he has not obeyed the Lord at all.
难怪在我们以前的弟兄，他们要把最后一把钥匙交给神，交给主。
And so we see like the past brethren, that they wanted to give the keys to the Lord.
他们知道有一句话说, 你若不是一切的主, 你就不是主。
And we know that there is a saying that if he is not Lord of all, then he is not Lord at all.
难怪主耶稣要求我们跟随他的时候，乃是背起十字架，撇下一切来跟随他，不能够为自己保留一点。
And we know that if we are to follow after him, that we need to give up everything in order to follow him.
所以许多时候我们的失败也是失败在这里，我们这个没有遵守的彻底，我们没有等够。
And so oftentimes our own failure is in this last part, portion that our waiting, that we have not waited long enough.
没有等到主耶稣来，我们自己就动手了。
And that we have not waited for the Lord to return yet, but we have already acted.
那甚至有时候呢，我们连等都没有等，神还没有说话呢，我们就已经先动手了。
And oftentimes, we might not even wait at all, and we might just act first before the Lord has said anything.
神的命令是不打折扣的。
And we cannot take anything from the Lord.
我们遵守神的命令，也应当不折不扣的遵守。
And if we hear the word of the Lord, we should not take or add anything to it.
我常常感觉我们这个我们常常降低神话语的标准，来符合来迎合我们自己的要求，来迎合我们自己的这个需要。
I oftentimes feel like in our own experiences with the Lord that we change the ideas of God in order to fit our own lives.
这个是我们常犯的错误。
And this is something that we fail often in.
如果扫罗听神的话，他遵守神的命令的话，在撒母耳记13章13节那里，后半段那里说到，若遵守，耶和华必在以色列中坚立你的王位直到永远。
And if we see that if Saul had completely obeyed the word of the Lord, in chapter 13, verse 13, latter half, it says, for now the Lord would have established your kingdom over Israel forever.
但是呢，因着扫罗没有听神的命令，结果呢，这个接下来这里就说了，现在你的王位必不长久。
But because he did not obey the Lord completely, we see in verse 14, but now your kingdom shall not endure.
多么可惜。
What a sad thing this is.
这个是多么大的区别。
What a failure.
本来扫罗是以色列第一个王，他应当大有尊荣的。
And what a large difference this is, that once he would have had his kingdom established.
结果因着他没有遵守神的命令，扫罗就有了一个悲惨的结局。
But because of his disobedience, there is a quite opposite outcome.
我们知道最后扫罗战死在沙场上，不单单是他个人，他的三个儿子跟他连同和他一起的人全部都战死。
And we know that at the end of Saul's life, he died in battle, and not just himself, but his three sons with him.
不单单如此，扫罗的尸体更是被钉在这个伯山的墙上。
And we know that the body of Saul was taken by the Philistines.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们读扫罗的故事，就像在读我们自己的故事一样。
And so, brothers and sisters, when we read the story of Saul, it is like reading our own story.
我们刚信主的时候也像扫罗那样有一个新的开始，我们也很谦卑。
And when we first believe in the Lord, we are like Saul. We have been made new and we are very humble.
我们谦卑，因为我们知道说我们自己对属灵的事物一无所知，我们非常的幼嫩，非常的微小。
We are humble because the things of the Spirit are new to us and that we are quite small and we know nothing.
后来我们渐渐懂得一点了，也有了一些得胜的经历。
But as we continue to grow and as we start to have a little more experiences in our spiritual life and our spiritual walk.
这个时候好像情况反而变得不一样。
But then our situations change.
就像那个埃及的使女夏甲一样。刚开始的时候他非常的乖巧，非常听他祖母的话，服在这个莎拉的手下。
And just like the servant of Sarah, that in the beginning that she was humble before Sarah.
但是呢，等到他怀孕的时候，他肚子里面有一点东西的时候，他就开始膨胀了，不听他祖母的话。
But after she became pregnant with the son of Abraham, we know that she began to despise Sarah.
所以有的时候知识叫我们膨胀。
And so oftentimes our situations cause us to have an attitude.
然后呢，我们这个属灵的经历慢慢的开始这个加多，慢慢的有一些得胜之后，主就来考验我们。
And as our spiritual experiences continue to increase, the Lord begins to test us.
他要来看一看我们到底顺不顺服他，到底有没有听他的话，有没有遵守他的命令。
And he begins to test us to whether or not we obey him, whether or not we hear his word, whether or not we are obedient.
不管主怎么考验我们，考验来考验去，这个主要的考验还是考验我们到底有没有遵守他的命令。
And whatever test that he gives us, the end goal is the same. He is testing to see whether or not we are willing to obey his word.
那主也像扫罗那样，在我们周边兴起了一些环境。
And just like in Saul's life, the Lord puts a lot of different experiences in our own lives as well.
扫罗失败了。
Saul has failed.
那我们这些比扫罗还差很多的人，我们怎么办？我们怎么得胜？
And if we are worse than Saul, how can we succeed?
扫罗的故事告诉我们，就算最强最完美的肉体，甚至比众人都高过一头，仍旧无法遵守神的旨意，神的命令。
And we see from Saul's life that even though the outward appearance is one of choice and one of being handsome, and he is taller than the rest, that does not dictate whether or not his obedience.
那我们怎么办？
Then what about us?
我们不是一点希望都没有。
Then don't we have no hope at all?
感谢主，原来遵守主的命令需要十字架，需要弃绝肉体，需要舍己。
We praise the Lord that in order to obey him, it requires the cross. It requires the cross in our lives and to be in our hearts.
没有哪一个人可以靠着肉体来遵守神的命令。
And there is no one that can rely upon their flesh in order to obey the Lord.
没有哪一个人可以靠着肉体来等候在神的面前。
And there is no one that can rely upon the flesh to wait upon the Lord.
我想这个扫罗的故事啊，那当然扫罗后面还有很多这个还有很多故事。那我们今天这个时间差不多了，所以我们大概就是说扫罗的故事就先讲到这里。以后有机会的话，我们可以再交通。
And we know that Saul has many different experiences throughout the Bible, but because of time, we will just speak on this. Situation today.
是至少今天我们从扫罗的故事当中得着一个提醒，我们不能够靠肉体，我们不能够失败在最后一步。
But today we see from the story of Saul that we cannot rely upon the flesh or the outward appearance to follow after the Lord, and we cannot fail in the last part of the test.
但愿主怜悯我们，使我们一生都来背十字架来跟随他。叫我们能够
And may the Lord have mercy on us that we can carry our cross to follow after him.
叫我们能够听他的话，遵守他的命令。
And that we can hear his word and that we can obey him.
并且呢，忍耐到底，等候主的再来。
And then we can patiently wait until the day of the return of the Lord.
好，交通就停在这里，我们有一点祷告啊。
And this will end my sharing. Let us have a word of prayer.
主，我们求你开通我们的耳朵，也柔软我们的心，叫我们能够听你的话，遵守你的命令。
Lord, may you soften our hearts and open our ears so that we can hear you and obey you.
只有这样，我们才能够过讨你喜悦的生活。
Only then can we live a life that you find joy in.
主啊，我们也求你赐给我们一颗愿意等候你的心。
And Lord, may you grant us a heart that is willing to wait for you.
因为你说，凡等候你的必不至羞愧。
Because we know that you have told us that those who wait patiently before you will not be disappointed.
凡等候你的都是有福的。
And those who wait before you are blessed.
主，我们实在向你承认，在这个急急忙忙的世界当中，我们实在是非常难等候。
And Lord, we do want to admit before you that in the busyness of life, that oftentimes it is hard for us to wait.
主啊，求你帮助我们，叫我们能够背十字架来舍己，叫我们能够背十字架来跟随你。
But Lord, may you truly help us to carry our cross, to wait before you.
主啊，求你叫我们知道，我们如果不能够等候，我们就失去天国的福分。
And Lord, may we truly understand that if we cannot wait, that we will lose the gifts of heaven.
求你怜悯我们。
So Lord, may you forgive us.
也在我们一生的道路上来保守我们。
And may you continue to walk with us in our lives.
愿你的名被高举，愿你得着一切的荣耀和赞美。
And may your name be lifted up and glorified.
垂听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣基督名求。
Hear our prayers. We pray this in your most precious name. Amen.